My name is Eugene Meyer. I'm the chairman of this first session, and I want to urge you, not now, just as we're getting you all in and seated, but as soon as the session ends, if any of you have not registered, if you could please register at the end of the session. Our opening panel today is on moral responsibility. Is there still moral responsibility in the law? And if law is too important to be left to lawyers, as I definitely I think it is, and I suspect most people here think it is, at least if law is going to run almost all of society, this audience is a good place to have a discussion about the legal order and moral responsibility and the links between the two. For moral responsibility is the type of question that the Philadelphia Society was founded to explore. This panel... therefore, is going to examine how our legal order and moral responsibility should work together, and we're going to have three rather different perspectives on this. I want to throw out at the start or suggest several thoughts which you might like to think about in light of some of the presentations you will hear, although the presentations won't necessarily touch on them directly, and then I will proceed to introduce the speakers. The first thought I want to throw out is in the area of criminal law, should defense lawyers be permitted to plead clients not guilty when that lawyer knows, not thinks, but knows of a moral certainty that his client is guilty? And linked to that, should he be permitted to tell his client at the start, look, if you're guilty, don't tell me, because essentially it restricts what I can do for you, which is essentially how most defense lawyers work at this stage. So that's one question I think is an interesting one to think about, which probably runs rather strongly contrary to the current way in which criminal defense law works. Secondly, should a lawyer do for his client what for moral and ethical reasons he would not do for himself in the same situation? Just an innocent question I think might be worth a little consideration. Third, is there a moral responsibility to confess when you're charged with a crime for which you were of which you were guilty? And what should a lawyer tell his client about that? Should a lawyer ever urge his client to confess? Does a lawyer have, what are a lawyer's moral responsibilities in connection with his client in that regard? And last, I would suggest, because this panel is going to touch both on criminal law and on tort law, I would suggest these same questions apply to tort law, although I would also suggest that the answers might not be the same. You might give one answer in the area of criminal law and a different one in the area of tort law. In short, what I'm asking is, what is the moral role of law, not just in enforcing society's standards or the appropriate parts for law of the Ten Commandments, but in searching for truth? To discuss these matters, we have three distinguished panelists who are no strangers to the Philadelphia Society, and I'm going to introduce each one just before they speak. Our lead panelist is going to be Father Robert Sirico, who's co-founder and president of the Acton Institute, which educates future religious leaders on the principles of free market economics, something that's fairly badly needed. He has degrees from the University of Southern California, the University of London, and Catholic University. He's a Paulist father, a member of the Mont Pelerin Society, a frequent lecturer, speaker, and writer on religious, economic, and social matters. One last thing I'll mention, he just recently published an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I was rather intrigued with, which commented on the national press's apparent belief that Justice Scalia originated the phrase "fools for Christ." without further ado, I present Father Robert Sirico.